Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Everybody has a friend that knows how to nail this song at karaoke. Everybody does. And I have a friend who, you know, I'm telling you, he hits those high notes so well. It's kind of scary. It shouldn't be biologically possible. He's a guy and he hits those high notes so easily. Talk about Quintessential Ladies from 1985. Aha. Take on me. I'm Morgan Cunningham. That's Spotlight Connecticut. Welcome, everybody. And I'm sorry about last weekend, but sometimes, well, that's what happens during Red Sox season. The game will be on and there will be no show. It doesn't happen a lot. At least not this year, but it does happen a few times. It will happen a few more times before baseball season is through. And when it does happen, there won't be a new Spotlight Connecticut. Even though we do have the Sunday rebroadcast, I'll just simply be feeding an older show. So maybe it's an interview that you missed and that you would want to hear again, but there won't be a new show when the Red Sox are on, if they're on a Saturday, and if they're on between 2 and 3 when Spotlight Connecticut normally airs. But fear not, I am just as zealous as I was before. I got a little bit of a break, didn't necessarily mind it. You know, I'll take a break if one is handed to me. But I have already mapped out how the shows are going to look for the rest of June. And we start with talking about candles. That's what today's program is going to be all about. And you probably think to yourself, Morgan, candles, that's not a topic for June. You want to bring that up in fall. Not necessarily, because it's the time of year when candle companies are thinking about the holiday season. And I've got a candle company, and they're a new one. They started back in January, 2 students at UConn. Brian, he's a graduate. Mia, she's still at UConn. And together, not only do they have their own relationship, but they make candles. They are business partners. And they are taking the summer to prepare for the fall and the holiday season. They're working on building up their distribution. They're increasing production. They're figuring out their marketing. And I just happened to find out about them just flipping through a newspaper. Yes, sometimes ideas of mine come from newspapers. People wonder where my ideas come from. Sometimes I concoct them myself, but inspiration can come from all kinds of places. And a newspaper did a very nice write-up on them. The Valley Life, I'll give them credit. The Valley Life broke the story of Brian and Mia and their company, Marbled Melts. Later this month, though, this is not coming from a newspaper. I'm going to break this story of a personal friend of mine from New Zealand who has come to the States for the first time. Flew all the way up to Connecticut, where he stayed with a mutual friend of ours. And he and that mutual friend of ours are currently traveling across the country. People who live here in the United States don't even get the chance to do that. I do know that when he got to Connecticut, he told me how amazed he was at how built up everything is. Well, wait until he goes across the Fruited Plains. He's going to be even more blown away. Guarantee it.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, I'm Charlie in Farmington, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
I've got two UConn students with me for this episode of Spotlight Connecticut. One a graduate, one still at UConn, and let's introduce them one at a time. We'll start with the graduate. Your name is Brian. Welcome to Spotlight Connecticut.
Yes, my name is Brian Crawley, and I am a recent UConn graduate, the class of 2023, as they say, the class of champions.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, that's what they did at graduation because of the basketball team, the men's basketball team, and that's where they called us the class of champions.
Obviously.
Yep.
Makes sense. And Mia is with us as well. You're currently at UConn. You're a junior, right?
Correct. Yeah, my name is Mia Tallis. I'll be a junior in the fall at UConn, and I'm studying allied health in Spanish, and I'm a member of the club swim team there as well.
And Brian, you did business. That's what you studied.
Yes, I did. My major was management with a concentration in entrepreneurship.
And how did you two meet? It was the swimming connection. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yep, so the swim team.
My brother originally was on the UConn club swim team because he's a UConn graduate as well. So I was directly on that path to join the UConn club swim team because I was a swimmer in the past. And then I met Mia, and we both joined at the same exact time because she was a freshman and I was a sophomore at the time.
And how did you two find out this love for candles, or maybe you guys didn't like candles at first and something made you guys click over candles? I don't know, but something had to have happened there because now you guys own your own candle-making business. You have since about January of this year, so you're 6 months in, you're building this up. And I got to know where this fixation on candles came from.
So our relationship started first, and then we quickly realized that we wanted to build a business. And that's where the amazing opportunity from one of my classes during my last semester came in. And I had a entrepreneurship class where we were essentially supposed to create a direct-to-consumer business based off of a Shopify platform. So we had to build a business with using Shopify. And that's where the idea of candles kind of came about. We were like, my roommates had a whole bunch of pasta jars in the fridge. And I was like, what could we use these pasta jars for? And that's where we created a upcycle candle company kind of idea. But then quickly we realized that there was one part of the candle business that was missing, and that's the unique design of all candles. And that's where Marbled Melts came about. Mia, do you want to go further?
Yeah, so we saw that a lot of candle companies had, you know, maybe an interesting jar or label, but most of their candle actual wax was just a plain white wax or maybe a solid dyed color. So that's where we came up with the unique idea to marble our candles.
Because you're mixing the colors, like at the base of one of these candles, if I can describe it for our listeners, you see white. But let's say that for the Just Peachy candle, and don't worry, folks, don't worry, listeners, we will sample these one at a time. You'll hear me inhale on the air, and so we'll do that later. But at the bottom, you see white, and then peachy, you'd think of maybe yellow, something like that. And then there's the yellow dye at the top, and it's kind of mixed in, and it gradually fades down to the all-white bottom. It's very innovative.
Yep, so there's kind of like a swirled sort of method that we use. So we'll stick dye down the sides of the hardened candle and then use a heat gun to actually melt the wax with the dye. And so that'll swirl the dye into a unique design. So all of our candles are different. No candle is the same. Even if it's the same scent, the dye still has a different look to it.
I'm thinking about some innovators. For instance, Mike Lindell, the guy that made MyPillow. And he talks about having to make dozens and dozens of pillows, prototypes, trying to figure out what is the best pillow going to be for what I want to offer. So if you could think back to those earliest days when you guys were actually making your own first candles, what lessons were you learning or fun mistakes that you made that were like, oh, this actually works? Or was it really simple and you guys figured it out right away?
I think we quickly learned that making a candle is essentially like a chemistry experiment, which I don't have any chemistry background, but she had a lot of chemistry background. So essentially, you got to put the wax together, put the all-natural fragrance oil in there, mix it at a certain temperature, then let it harden. And that's where we added into the marble design part. And with that, that was kind of a trial error kind of thing, where we essentially put down we used barbecue skewers, and we used four parts of the candle. And then, as Mia likes to say, that's her part of the whole process, and she doesn't really let me touch it and everything like that because
so she does that. Yeah. She's in control of that. Okay.
I'm the candle maker and everything like that. Once they harden, then they go over to her, and then she marbles them and specifically puts down four different sides and then puts the heat on them for a certain amount of time so that they diffuse correctly.
I'm very specific with the way that I do it. Even though not every candle comes out the same, there is a specific way that I like to do it. For example,
is it top secret or can you tell us a little bit?
Most of it's top secret, but I could share a little bit.
Give me a hint. Give me an idea what it's all about.
The amount of seconds that the heat gun is, you know, pointed at each side of the candle is very important. The amount of dye that goes into each side of the candle is also important. And, you know, the level that the heat gun is at and the how much the candle has dried prior to adding dye is also an important part of how the whole thing comes together.
What's the amount of time that goes into one singular candle when you're making it?
So from start to finish, that's about, I would say, 2 to 3 hours from pouring it until it's fully dried, fully complete towards the end.
And for an individual candle, I think we would spend around 15 to 20 minutes on the candle from simply just labeling the jar, putting the wick in there, and then filling the wax. And then after that, then we let it dry and then do the marbling process.
Right, because you don't have to sit there for the full 2-3 hours.
Right. While some of our candles are drying, we're usually making other ones. So we are making candles the entire time, but it's sort of like a back and forth between the different types of candles that we're making.
How many different kinds of candles have you guys come up with? Because you're only 6 months in, and I know that you have two newer scents and candles. One of them is called Fruit Loops. I like it because it reminds me of the cereal. And it smells just like the cereal. Again, listeners, we'll get to all of that. We'll smell these one by one, I promise. But about how many different kinds of candles do you guys have?
I think right now we're at around 8 or 9 variations. Some of them we have, I would say it's actually a little bit more than that. But for some scents, we also have wood wick options and cotton wick options. So I would say around a little bit over 10 different designs. So,
speaking of the wick, I wanted to point out these wicks are actually really thicker. Could you talk about the wick?
Yeah, so we like to mainly stay with the wood wick option. So we use an all-natural wood wick with most of our candles. And with that, we get the special, we call it the snap, crackle, pop. So a wood wick is a lot different than a cotton wick, which most candles come with. A wood wick essentially gives you a little crackle and burn with it, and it also has a higher flame. So it's more of a sensory experience while you're burning the candle, and we also just like the way that it looks. It matches our whole marble design as well. So
if you have more flame, would that mean that it's perhaps putting off more scent into the air, or not necessarily?
I think most of our candles, they have the same scent throw. So it's based off the wax that you get a different scent throw from. So we went from originally all 100% soy, and now we do a parasoy blend that has a way better hot throw. So with each wick option, you're pretty much getting the same amount of hot throw from it.
Mia, is there any health goal? Because I know you're coming in with kind of the health background, which is what you're studying at UConn. My guests are Brian and Mia. They own the Marbled Melts Company, which formed just months ago. But Mia, specifically thinking about health, is there any benefit to smelling that aroma that is put off maybe by one or all of the candles that you guys offer?
Yeah, so we've definitely done a lot of research. A lot of our scents are based on the aromatherapy benefits. So, for example, we have a stressless sensation candle, which is a vanilla scent. Vanilla is known to relieve a lot of stress, so that's where that name comes from. And another example is our clear concentration candle, which is more of a lavender scent, and that's known to improve concentration. So, yes, a few of our candles have those aromatherapy benefits to them.
What about at UConn? Any students using these candles at UConn?
Yes, a ton of students are. We actually went out at UConn, set up a table, and sold them for a few weeks at the end of the semester, and everybody loved them. A ton of people bought them.
What is next for the business? Let's talk about the business end a little bit, Brian, because I'm curious. You got to get the word out. You're new. You're 6 months in, and it sounds like you guys have had some good success. And I think that if I'm just thinking about candles logically, right? If I'm going into a store and I see candles and I'm in the market for a candle, or if I'm not in the market for a candle, what's ultimately going to lure me in is the scent of them, being able to hold it in my hand and try it out. Are you doing a lot of in-person, or are you finding more success online?
So we saw a lot of success with the in-person at UConn, and that's where we quickly noticed in order to sell a candle, everyone's got to give it a smell or at least know what they're getting themselves into. So selling them online is a little bit difficult, but as the holiday season comes in and more of the gift-giving season, I think it's going to be easier to sell them online, and that's where we're going to go more towards because we both have school going on and I have a full-time job as well. So you could find us at Marbled Melts Co. on Instagram, and we're also Marbled Melts on TikTok and Facebook. So Instagram has been a really big success for us. We just got over 1,000 followers on Instagram, which is great. And check us out at marbledmelts.com, which is an amazing website, and we have a lot of descriptions that essentially tell you the top notes, middle notes, bottom notes to all of our candles so you can get a good sense of what you're going to get yourself into.
How are you guys comparing yourselves to other brands, maybe more established brands or higher end brands or cheaper brands? What is the advantage to buying one from Marbled Melts?
I think a lot of it is, you know, the ingredients we put into our candles. We put a natural wax, a natural dye, and natural oils. Those are the only three things that go into our candles. And then obviously our marble design. We haven't really seen a lot of other companies use this design. As I said previously, a lot of companies just have, you know, the plain solid color or the plain white wax. So that's really what sets us apart.
About how long will one of these candles last? Like if I pick up just peachy right now and I lit it on fire or I just lit the wick on fire, not the whole thing, how long would it last?
So our candles are 8.5 ounces wax weight, and they should last you around 40 to 45 burn hours approximately.
And what's a burn hour?
It's just when you light the candle. Just a normal hour. So 40 to 45 hours, I just went off of, that's like the candle term, kind of burn hour.
I like that.
You like to do
official
things.
Terminology. I'm learning a little bit here. What kind of things are you hearing from your clients and the people that are buying your candles? What are they saying to you?
So a lot of them really love the candles. You know, they love the unique design and how the candles burn. The wick is a really big aspect too. Our wooden wick, you know, it has that crackle effect. So it's really soothing when everyone lights our candles.
What about you? What are you hearing, Brian, about this?
I think the wood wick is a big seller to most people, especially in person, because it's not like you go through Target and see or any name brand store and see a lot of wood wick candles. So with that, we're able to sell them a little bit more because they're like, what is this? I've never seen something like this. But then it gives you that unique snap, crackle, and pop with it. So.
And where are all these materials coming from? You've got to worry about getting the jars and you got to find all the wax that you need. I know that in the last like year or two, there have occasionally been shortages of things. Have you run into any of that?
So luckily we came in towards the latter half of all those shortages. We haven't had a problem recently. And we mainly source all of our candle ingredients from, I think, 3 different candle wholesale suppliers online. The only problem that we have is the shipping. So we're a small company, so we try to buy in bulk as much as possible. But then when you're making a smaller scent, such as just peachy, we're only going with 12 or around there. So we don't necessarily know if it's going to be a success. So we're going to start it off, and then eventually we'll buy
more. So you're doing the small runs.
Yeah. Yep. So...
And about how many is in a run usually when you go to do one?
We've normally been doing 24 candles for a run with our Fruit Loop candle. We started with just 12, but we've already seen it's an amazing success because it's exactly like Fruit Loop, and you can't get that on the market normally. So, yeah, so we'll probably be making a lot more of those. And with our Golden Glow, that one, we never care how much we buy. We're always going to sell out of it. So,
why do you think that one's so popular? You said it's the number one, right?
Yeah, that one is just, you know, a really clean citrus scent. It's great for kitchens. That's what my mother says. She loves having it in the kitchen. It's just a very fresh scent overall.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
I did want to remember Tina Turner on Spotlight Connecticut because we did our Memorial Day show and it just wasn't appropriate to play a little bit of Tina Turner in and out of one of the breaks. But I did want to remember her and pay my respects because I was no doubt a fan of hers. And I wanted to play River Deep, Mountain High because it was so representative, that particular recording, of the earliest time in Tina Turner's career. Produced by none other than Phil Spector with that wall of sound production. Because it was intended for AM radio. It was a totally different style of mixing and production that worked so well with music at that time. Because that's how people were listening to their pop hits. There was no FM. There was no stream. There was a post on Facebook. Everybody was saying that they liked Better Be Good to Me on the WTIC Facebook page. I don't know. I'm sorry, River Deep, Mountain High, that's my jam.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, this is Aaron in Stamford, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Woo! too.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. This is Spotlight Connecticut. Our guests are Brian Crawley and Mia Tallis. They both are the co-owners of Marble Melts Company. One is a UConn graduate. One will graduate from UConn in the near future. All right, tell you what. I want to dig into these candles and smell them, and you're going to talk about them one by one. How about that?
Perfect.
All right, so I'm holding in my hand the ever so talked about Fruit Loops. We talked about this a lot. And this is a cereal. I used to eat Fruit Loops as a kid. I really don't anymore, but at one point in time I did. So I'm going to pop off the lid. This is a nice lid. I should just say to the listening audience that this thing really, it's stuck on there.
Yeah.
But not too much. Like, you can take this off, but it's not going to fall off.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you have to look hard to find these glasses and these lids, the jars?
So luckily we have a good wholesale supplier that it makes it easy. If you buy that jar, then they essentially connect it with the correct lid, and that was just where we chose the color and any kind of variation that we wanted from there.
All right. I'm going in. It smells good. I like that. Fruit Loops, you're cracking a smile over there. You like how I'm smelling these on the radio. There's nothing else I could do. But, you know, I do like this. And the label that says 8.5 ounces, and that's the weight of everything, including the jar, or is that just the wax?
That's the wax weight.
That's the wax weight. So this is 8.5 ounces, all natural wood wick. We've talked about the wood wick. It also says handcrafted in CT. Where are you guys in Connecticut, by the way?
So we make them at my house in Southington, Connecticut. So we're more of central CT.
Yep.
And we were selling them out of UConn, and we kind of just sell them out of, she lives in Canton. And then I also live in Newport. So we sell from all different locations. We always have a little bit of stock on hand, and then we sell them online. So
what does this mean? Cherry, orange, and sandalwood, talking about Fruit Loops.
So those are the top, middle, and base notes of the candle. Those will sort of help the people on our website or whoever's looking at our candles to sort of know what scents have gone into this fragrance. So when you smell it, you'll kind of get those notes as well.
This is almost like tie-dye. I'm looking at this because I've got green, blue, red, and is that yellow or orange?
It's an orange.
Orange? Okay. Nice. I like it. That's Fruit Loops. So we'll put the lid back on that bad boy. Up next is a totally different one. This is supposed to be a tranquil one, right? Stressless sensation.
Yes.
This is supposed to invoke feelings of relaxation, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's more of our vanilla-y scent. Give it a whirl.
All right, here we go. Got to get this up to the microphone. My hand is on the lid. Sounded really good. I know you guys don't have headphones on, but that pop sounded really good. I liked it. So we're going to smell this. It is tranquil. I like it because it's kind of gray at the top. It's not black. It's like a charcoal color. Would you say that that's charcoal?
Yeah. Yeah. And each candle looks totally different. The marble design is always unique on each one of our candles. And when we start off a new scent, we really never know how it kind of works out. Uh-huh. So with that one looks a little bit more gray. Some of ours come out a lot more black with that one because the candle dye is black. So it really depends on how much candle she puts down the side of the candle or how much dye she puts down the side of the candle.
When you were making this candle here and you were creating it and you were going to put the scents in there to, you know, for stressless sensation to make it kind of relaxed and, you know, kind of a vanilla scent, what made you pick that color?
So we were just thinking of like vanilla beans. That's one of the notes of the candle.
Yeah.
And we figured that, you know, the gray would sort of be calming. Vanilla beans are like black. So
this is vanilla bean, butter, and sugar cane.
Yep.
All three things I should not have. all are addicting. Now the next one, very different yet again. Brian, tell us which one this is.
This one's just peachy.
Just peachy.
It should smell exactly like that.
And so I like the names, and some of them are obvious, and some are not so obvious. Like, this is a more obvious one if you're going to have a peach one. Just peachy makes sense. But is there any background behind any of these names?
Yeah, so some of the names are based on the aromatherapy benefits of the candle, such as the stressless sensation one that you just smelled,
yep,
or the clear concentration one that you'll smell after.
Okay. That pop wasn't as good. It wasn't as good as the last one. But anyway, fruity, kind of like a cocktail almost.
Excellent. Yeah, and that one has our cotton wick with it.
Oh, that's right. Yep, cotton wick.
We've seen that some people just want a normal candle, which is easy to burn. And sometimes when they see the wood wick, they think it's a little bit daunting and the care tips behind it and everything like that. So with a cotton wick, you just light it up and burn it.
So you have the two options. Some of them have the wood wick. Some of them have the cotton wick.
Yeah. And you'll clearly see that listed on our website because you could see there's sort of like a drop down box kind of, and you'll choose between wood wick or cotton wick.
So I could pick, like, if you guys had just peachy with a wood wick.
Currently we just have that one as a cotton wick option, but for Golden Glow, Clear Concentration, and that's it. Yeah, those two have two different options. So,
all right, Mia, which one is in my hand?
Seaside Escape. That's one of my favorites.
This is one of your favorites? Why is it one of your favorites?
It's just so bright and fresh and citrusy. I think it's, you know, great for any room of your house. It just brightens up the area.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's change this up a little bit. I'm going to hand you the candle.
Okay.
You're going to put the lid up to the microphone. You're going to do a nice pop, and then you're going to smell the candle.
Okay.
If this is one of your favorites, we'll let you do it. Ooh, that sounded good.
Did it work?
Yes.
Smells amazing.
What do you smell when you smell that?
Just something fresh and clean. You know, the notes on this one are lemon, marine, and musk. So it really gives you that beachy sort of scent. Yeah, it's perfect for summer as well.
I love that sky blue color. Again, what made you pick that color?
You know, we were just thinking of the ocean. We want something not too much of a dark or navy blue, something bright. So we chose this sort of teal, light blue color.
You weren't thinking of the Atlantic Ocean, I could tell you that.
Right, no.
All right. No, not at all. You'd been thinking a much darker shade for that. Okay, next one is the number one bestseller. Is that right? Golden Glow?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, do you have a favorite one?
I would say Golden Glow is my favorite currently, but I would say I was the one that kind of introduced the Fruit Loops into it. That was a favorite of mine for a while because I was just like, this is so unique. When do you ever get a candle that smells exactly like Fruit Loops? But it started giving me sugar cravings, so I was like,
I gotta put it away. Yeah, I know. That's my problem.
Yeah.
That's why I said that one with the sugar cane. Bad news.
Yeah.
Bad for me. I eat enough sugar. All right. I'll let you do what Mia just did. I'll hand you the candle. You're going to put the lid up to the microphone. You're going to let it go pop, and then you're going to smell it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here you go, Brian.
Here we go. I'm going to smell it.
And tell me what you smell.
So it's a nice orangey kind of smell with it. The best way to describe it is exactly citrus. And we got the notes of mandarin orange, raspberries, and white musk with the candle. So,
thank you very much. Brian, one of the co-owners of Marbled Melts Company. And Mia, why don't you tell everybody while I switch candles here how they can find you and Brian online, all the social medias, the website. Where can people find out about Marbled Melts right here in Connecticut? These are made in Connecticut.
Yeah, so our website is marbledmelts.com. That's where you can find all the candles that you can purchase. And then we have a bunch of different social medias. So our Instagram is Marbled Melts Co. And then on TikTok, we are Marbled Melts, and Facebook, we are Marbled Melts as well.
Nice and easy. And of course, if anybody in the listening audience has any questions about these, my email, as I always share, morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. It sounds long and clunky, but people get it right every time. morgan.cunningham@odyssey.com. We've got to simplify, but for right now, that's what we've got. Next one in my hand, Clear Concentration. Going to bring it up to the microphone. The pop wasn't as good, but oh well. I'll smell it. I don't know what this... Hold on. I'm smelling fruit. Like a... it's kind of like a cantaloupe kind of smell. Would you say I was right?
Yeah, one of the top notes is honeydew melon. So
okay, close
you're
enough.
You're right on.
Close enough. And then the others, lavender and cedar. Yeah, I smell the cedar. And this has the wood wick.
Yep. We also have a cotton wick option for that one as well.
Oh, you have the cotton wick for this one too?
Yep.
Nice. I like these labels. How do you guys make the labels?
So we design them on a online platform. and then we order them online through a label printing service and have them shipped.
How many labels will you print at a time?
We can order up like hundreds at a time, but we usually just kind of order what we need at the time. So we'll just order, you know, about 50 of each and just have those come in.
This one is a simple one. It appears to be all white. There is no marble mix in this, or am I not seeing it?
Nope, there is no color in that one. That's the linen candle. We figured we would create a plain white candle for those who just want, you know, the white candle, no color, no design. There's some people who just want, you know, a plain piece of decor in their house.
And the scents associated with this one, lilac, French vanilla, and peony? Is that it?
Yep.
Yeah. It's not a word I see often. I was like, oh, I gotta make sure I'm getting that right. Okay. Nice. Sparkling on the top. Is that glitter?
I'm not sure. No, here, I think it's just a little.
No, take a look. I swear there's glitter on there.
No glitter. I think it's just the lights shining on it.
That's the studio lights?
Yeah.
Is that what happens when you bring these candles in a radio studio? Unfortunately, nobody else in the audience can relate to that, but I see some sparkle and some bedazzle, no doubt. Yeah, smells like dry cleaners.
Yep.
Exactly.
That was the point.
That's exactly what we want. Yep.
I'm always talking on the air about how I'm wearing pocket squares and whatnot, and those will come back from the dry cleaners. And so I'm very familiar with that scent. And the last one here for the samples that you guys brought so very graciously so we could explore all of these, Marbled Melts Company, made here in Connecticut. One student graduated from UConn. That's Brian. One will be graduating from UConn in the near future. Her name is Mia. And they met together, sparked up some kind of a relationship, and fell in love with candle business.
Yeah.
And I find that story so interesting because you don't hear that too often.
Yes, that is for sure.
Cherry Blossom, last one. And which scents do we have associated with Cherry Blossom?
So the notes for that one are Tonka Bean, Freesia, and Oriental Woods. Those are the notes.
And the last one had a great pop. I like that. You know, I was actually expecting this to be more pungent, but this is mild.
Yep, it's one of our lighter scents. It's very sweet and simple, flowery. So it's very fresh as well.
I'm getting hungry looking at it because it looks like a cheesecake when you have fruit spread on the top of it. Just because of the way that you guys have marbled this into the white wax.
That was the funny part about selling them at UConn. Sometimes they would walk by our table.
They thought it was food?
They were like, are you guys selling ice cream? And then we were like,
I can see it being like yogurt too.
Yeah, yeah. So we confused a couple people with those. But
that's funny. Any other funny reactions to these like that or no?
I think the one thing was everyone came up and they're like, are these free? And we were like, no.
Free?
Yeah. That's the big thing at UConn is they put their table out and sometimes it's a club or something like that. So they were like, are you affiliated with a club or an organization? We were like, no, we just create our own business. So.
Now, what kind of cost is associated with your candles here? Does it depend based on the scent or is it the same across the board?
It's essentially the same across the board. Since we get most things at bulk, we are pretty used to our pricing. The most expensive part of everything is probably the wax and the candle jars themselves. And then, we just switch it up with the fragrance oils. And then the dyes are actually our cheapest part of the whole entire thing.
It's the dye?
Yeah, we've never had to get any new dyes for the ones that we already had. So we've just been running off the same exact ones. They say that they last you for like months and months and months. So.
Well, if I wanted to buy linen here, what would I be paying for it?
That is currently listed on our website for $19.99. Our wood wick options are $19.99 and our cotton wick options are $18.99. So
not bad.
But check out our Instagram or our social media. I think on Saturdays normally we do a deal. So it's 15%
off?
Yeah,
it's called Sweet Saturday. So we'll do a discount code starting 9 AM on Saturdays, ending 10 PM on Sundays. So essentially the entire weekend you can get 15% off your entire order on our website.
And what about collections? Do you guys have like assortments of like candles that you guys put up for sale?
Yeah, so we have three different collections on our website. The first one is our springtime collection, which is our Cherry Blossom and Golden Glow. The second one is our Home Essentials collection, which is our Clear Concentration and Stressless Sensation Candle. And the third one, which currently we have listed as 15% off, is our Coastal Collection, which is our Seaside Escape and Linen Candle.
Have you guys ever thought about doing like a holiday event for like later in the year after Thanksgiving? People want to make a candle or something like that as a gift. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
Like a candle making class, perhaps?
Yeah, hopefully down the line, if we get a whole bunch of success, we will hopefully get an in-store opportunity. And that's where a lot of candle companies move into the make-your-own candle kind of idea. So it's essentially, you know, the businesses that you go in and then you make your own pottery kind of thing. So it'd be,
yeah,
it'd be going in and making your own candle and choosing the scent and doing the marbling process. And we'll teach you every single part of it. So,
you know, the best one, there's a chocolate company out in Waterbury that teaches you how to make a chocolate bar.
Wow.
So I guess there's a class for everything. You want to make a marbled candle? These guys, Brian and Mia, they'll help you. They'll teach you. No doubt. Much like how Carmen out at Fosh's Chocolates will teach you how to make a candy bar. You ever hear of them?
No. We'll have to check them out.
Yeah. Check them out. Go make a candy bar and then teach him in turn how to make one of these candles. All right. Last time, Brian, tell everybody how they can connect with you online.
So through Marbled Melts is the best way to reach out to both of us. And marblemelts.com.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.